at the rate that we're going, somebody needs to tell the American people of the truth. Aside from malpractice reform and the cross state, you don't have a plan. All you want to do is just go out to the November 6th election and say that you repeal something. Well, repeal it, man. And I think you will find that when the deal goes down, the American people aren't as crazy as some of us think. But the most important thing that I want you all to do is stop disrespecting the Supreme Court the way that you have. People using hyperbole, people using their skills to go out and scare people and make the court, I would imagine having better judge than Justice Roberts probably has no fear for his life. But the kind of decision that he made rankles so many people in this country until I'm hopeful that the marshals will provide, and I know they know how to, the additional requirements for his safety. Stop it! That's what you do. That's what my little granddaughter said. She said, stop it! And you tell Bob, the governor of my state, to stop it. He won't implement the health exchange program, as if there are going to be health exchange programs anyhow. The federal government would implement it, and that would be about where we come from. Anyway, Mr. Chairman, I can't imagine that we are here with all of the pain in this country, with all of the misery that exists, with all of us knowing the significant number of people. You say, Dr. Fox, there were 10 million people uninsured that wanted insurance. I'm here to tell you there were 42 million when I came here. It must be at least 50. And yes, it includes some people who are too poor to even begin to think about trying to get any insurance. Wake up, people, and start telling people the truth. And get out of this back and forth mumbo-jumbo that we go through here going toward an election. I hope a lot of you lose.